and the name I bore on earth was Irmgard. This mitre guided me to the tasks. To this day I am able to fulfill wonderful tasks and help people. But I do not just fulfill my role with them. In our kingdom, where these many unfortunate people are, I also try to support them, in the way that Mitter supported me. Yes, my dear friends, that is what happened to me. If only I had thought about it in human clothing, what a big difference there is between earthly and spiritual wealth, and that earthly wealth flows away and that you cannot do anything with it in the afterlife, while you can put your spiritual wealth to good use. But people do not primarily strive for spiritual wealth. Yes, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of overcoming, a lot of understanding. These are all small, spiritual riches that benefit everyone in the afterlife. Well, I am going back to my task. And I express God's blessing to my brothers and sisters. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear friends, I am ready to answer your questions as best I can. You have just heard a spirit sister. Maybe you have some questions about this. Dear Joseph, is this sphere described by this spirit a lowest level of purification? Joseph, yes. The greeting with the parents was actually very short. The fact that Irmgard did not say anything about it probably means that the encounter was not pleasant, right? Joseph, no, it definitely was not pleasant. But this sister has the opportunity to visit her parents and support them. Is it possible in a lowest level of purification that the spirits plague each other, as has been described here? Joseph, I would like to say this, it is just the case that one person sees the other's mistakes and can hold them against him. This is permitted because the individual should come to understand it. If those, let's say, but if harassment goes too far, then such a spirit will also be reprimanded. It can only work within a certain framework, but it cannot go further than that. Dear Joseph, how many years after our era did it take from the time this Irmgard crossed over into the spiritual world to the time when she achieved higher insight? Joseph, 300 years. What is always a bit frightening for us humans is the length of the buses in relation to life on Earth. Joseph, one cannot speak of repentance here in the true sense. The mind is trained, and when one attends school it is not a time of repentance but of instruction. One can speak of repentance when one has to pay off the wrongs committed in life, but as soon as one can be led into schools and gets closer to higher beings, instruction is there. In the afterlife, above all, she did not say that she was brought before an angel of judgment. Joseph, yes, you know, the sleep probably took place with this sister who was now speaking. But she began her story from the point where she had opened her mind's eye and became aware that she had died. When she left the body, she saw herself lying on her deathbed, but she was still, I would like to say, like in a dream. She was not yet fully aware that she had died, and was then led by a spirit into her sphere and laid there to rest for a short time. Then, when she awoke again, the two spirits came before her. I would like to say this, sleep is like a recovery or a rest, so that the being becomes fully aware that the separation from the earthly body and from the earth is now complete. However, it is not the same for everyone. And the two beautiful figures, were they the judging angels? Joseph, I would like to explain it this way, this purification that she had to go through was her punishment. She experienced her punishment in this way. The judgment you are asking about now may take place at a later date. When this sister has gone through the purification, she is led to angels, and they take note that she has gone through the purification, but they will make it clear to her what is forgiven and what she has to make amends in another life. You always have to keep this apart. It is not according to a pattern that when a spirit comes to us, it is always immediately brought before these angels of judgment. It may be so. Others, on the other hand, experience purification first and are then brought before these angels who tell them what God has forgiven and what has to be made up for, and who, in a certain sense, already revealed to them the plans that have been drawn for them for the next life or for the development in the afterlife. Was not Irmgard's previous employee a step above her? Joseph, of course, but it was her job to go to this sister and meet her. Dear Spirit Joseph, approximately how many steps does a sphere have? Joseph, the number of stages is not the same in all spheres. In the lowest levels of ascension there are many, up to 24. The higher you go, the fewer these levels are. When Irmgard was allowed to leave the house with the cells and enter the large palace, was that a change of level or a change of sphere? Joseph, a change of level. I said this is the same sphere. Then this whole story took place within the same sphere? Joseph, yes, in the same sphere. Dear Spirit Joseph, Irmgard had to write down her life. So is not every soul presented with the past life? Joseph, yes, of course. But this writing also serves as instruction. The sister had to realize what she had done wrong. It is just like you humans when you have some flaws and you just do not want to face them. You have the feeling that what you are being told is not true. In the spiritual realm, people look for the means to support these souls and help them to gain insight. If a spirit has to write about his life while he is now standing in the world of God and facing these laws, he must recognize what he had done wrong. That is what it is about, that he becomes understanding. So Mitta found that the best way, the best method, for Irmgard was to write an essay about her life. Joseph, yes. Because you too, for example, can be told again and again that you have mistakes, you just do not believe it. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Irmgard and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next headline, June 4, 1958. Vincenzo, insight into the spiritual battle for man. Sensible use of great physical strength to protect people. Greetings from the control spirit. Vincenzo, God bless you. I was given the task of coming here, I should give you explanations of myself. I try as best as I can. My name is Vincenzo, Vincenzo. I just have to briefly talk about life, hard work, hard life. But I had great physical strength, a lot of strength in my hands, and I always prayed that my strength would be preserved. Whenever it became necessary to express my strength, I first prayed to Saint Anthony to give me this strength. Things were not always good in my life, but I did not have any particular thoughts about it, about what comes after death. Then, after being sick for a long time, I was called to paradise or into the afterlife. Here I briefly saw my friends and my relatives. They greeted me and expressed their joy that I was there too, but they quickly left again. Now a creature stood, I immediately recognized that it was an angel, next to me and said, Vincenzo, we are not so happy with your life. Your deeds are small, and you now have to make up for a lot and learn a lot. You will find enough time to think and make amends. He accompanied me to a large house. There were many creatures here like me, they looked just like me. I was not happy with the place they gave me, but I thought, I will get to the place I like, I am strong. Then I first chose the place where I could have been happy, and asked the others to leave it to me. But they did not agree to release it to me. Then I took my strong hands and led them away and went to this place myself. In each case it was not so easy for me to be able to dispose of the others. Because I was not always in the house, I left my place and went back to the kingdom of the earth. I went to my friends and looked for anything I liked, and when I came back, my spot was taken again. Then I tried again and said to myself, I am strong and I will stand my ground. I did that for a long time. Sometimes I was met with resistance and sometimes I was let in. Then an angel came to me and explained to me that I was not allowed to do that, that it would no longer be possible in this world, here this strength would no longer count, and if I did it anyway, I would be banished from the house and sent somewhere where I would have no opportunity to prove my strength to others. Yes, then I stayed away for a long time. I walked the earth and went into this house and that house and just had a desire to express my power. Then I looked for an inn or, as you say, a tavern or restaurant and chose the friends though with whom I had seen that I could use my strength. They drank a lot together. I stood next to one and cheered him on. I did not do this just once, I would like to explain this, but I did it many times when I had the opportunity. I liked it, so I did it. I chose these people and asked them to drink a lot and pay for the others, and there was always an argument. This gave me the opportunity to take possession of a person and transfer my power to them. Then I used my strength to help drive or lead the others away from the house. So I looked for opportunities everywhere, I went to factories, everywhere, I just had to be able to use my strength, namely the strength of my hands. Then I was simply drawn back to the house in the world beyond. The place I had liked so much was of course occupied. But I remembered that I am not allowed to use my power here. I realized that I am now a spirit, that life goes on and that I now have to live together with these brothers and sisters. Now an angel, that is what I call him, came to me and reprimanded me, I should stop doing what I do on earth, they are no longer satisfied with that, I have now shown my strength enough and I should turn to higher things. I liked this being or angel that stood before me. True, he did not pay me any special attention. But then I thought about what I should do, you can't TMT do business here, you can't TMT trade, you can't TMT do anything. What should I do? I asked the others what they did and what their interests were. They sometimes gave me evasive answers, or one said he loved this, the other that. I could not agree with them. I then wanted to look for my relatives and the friends I had in life, but I could not find them. When I was satisfied with the place that had been assigned to me, this angel came again. He asked me to accompany him. And so I did it. He told me, you asked what you could do, and so he decided to take a little more care of me. If I was willing to obey him, he would give me the attention. Well, I could try it. Then he led me, I was amazed, into such an economy, and precisely into such a place, where there was tremendous strife and noise. Then I thought, this is good. But the angel gave me the order, now you must go behind this person and stand, and he pointed him out to me, and you should now try to get him out of this house with your strength, which you so boast about, and without a fight, you should just make him do it. Try to use your strength to lift this person and get him to leave the house. Well, I could do that. The angel accompanied me and watched what I did. I tried it, and I succeeded, I got this person out of the house. What happened next here, I could not watch, I was only told, everything else will be taken care of by others, it was your job up to this point. The angel then went with me into the house where the person lived and showed me the family, the wife and the children, and he explained to me, you see, this is how much he drank, this is how much he spent, and the family now has less to eat and live on. What you have done now is a better deed, you were able to transfer your strength to him and persuaded him to go home. He explained to me that he too had used his influence to get this person to go home. I had to make my spiritual strength available, and the angel had added his own and his inspiration, and so this person came home. The angel then explained to me that this was a much more beautiful work and that if I enjoyed expressing my strength so much, I would have to use this strength for better and higher things. He then said goodbye to me again and said that I now knew the way well and should now do so in the spirit of, not calling for quarrels, but for peace. However, I have not always been able to do it this way for a long time. Then this angel came to me again and spoke to me very energetically and said, Vincent, if you do not obey me and do as you want, then I won't want to have anything to do with you anymore. I won't TMT look at you anymore, I won't TMT know you anymore, You won't TMT be able to count on my help anymore. Then I thought, yes, maybe it would be wise of me to obey him. But then I thought again, yes, others do what they like too. I then thought carefully about what I should do. I thought back to my life, to my relatives that I left behind on Earth, and I also remembered that you had prayed and now you are in a different world where different laws apply and you still follow them must be subject to laws. I thought to myself, if this angel has such good looks, at least I can improve my appearance too. Try giving him obedience for a while and then become observer on myself what I have gained from it. So I did it faithfully. I went out eagerly and tried to use my strength wherever possible for the better. Not only did I lead people home, but I also gave my strength to people who were in need and needed strength. When I met the angel again, to my great disappointment, he did not take any particular notice of me. I had expected him to praise me for my work and say, "Vincenzo, I am happy with you." He did not say anything, not a word, and I thought, yeah, maybe I did not do the right thing. Now he passes me by. I got up, went to him and said to him, "So, why don't you give me your attention? Haven't a TMT I done right?" "Oh yes," he said, "I am happy so far. But what you have achieved is far too little. You have to do a lot more." "Well, I wanted to take it upon myself and do more, and so I went out the same way again. I had the feeling that I could express my strength much more among people than with my brothers and sisters in the afterlife. The you also had the opportunity to be with them and to direct them towards this better, higher thing or to transfer strength to them, but I did not really like it. I always felt drawn to people. And so I looked for them everywhere, in the mountains, in the factories, I went wherever I could and gave them my strength. I also went to sick people and tried to transfer some of my strength to them. I was happy to see how they were able to take that strength and thrive. Over time I even found pleasure in it. So I had a lot to do and I found it interesting. It was no longer that I did not know what to do, as was the case in the beginning, but rather that I looked at the reactions of these people. I now saw how this power was transferred from me to people and they was changed and thus contributed to progress. I did that for a long time. Then he came again, this angel, and this time he came to me in a very friendly way, explained to me, "Yes, I am somewhat satisfied with you now. I think I could use you." "Now I wanted to know, yes, that is what you ask, what kind of salary I would get for my services." He explained to me that I would receive a wage, but it could not be compared to what people receive. But I could see for myself that in the spiritual realm there are also possessions and many beautiful things and that it is the most necessary thing if I would improve my personal appearance. Well, I had a desire for it too, and he told me, "If you obey me now, I will make sure you get a nicer skirt, a better look." That was important to me too. I also wanted to look a little better. Then the angel said to me, "From now on I will accompany you more. I will also send others to you so that you can fulfill your tasks together with them." He explained to me that for the time being I should carry out my task in the similar manner as I had done before. I agreed with that. I was then given two other spirits to work with and we agreed where we wanted to go. We looked at people's needs and agreed where it was necessary to help and how best to help them. These two others were already a little more advanced than me. They had already, I would like to say, obeyed more and had done more in this respect than I. So we tried to accompany people. We then also had to see these others who approach people. We were not the only ones around the people, there were also those others who we always recognized well. They had such a mocking laugh and each left behind a terrible smell. We knew straight away who we were dealing with, but I always thought, they can't TMT hurt me, I am strong enough. So we had the task, we were allowed to do this, to build certain protective rings or protective walls around people, even around entire houses and sometimes around factories, around churches, around hospitals and so forth. We had enough to do and we, especially I, were now able to really develop our strength. We had to create this spiritual protection so that the others, these evil ones, did not have the opportunity to approach people or break into houses and so on. But it is not the case that a spirit alone takes over the protection of a person. For example, around this house, a large radius of spiritual protection can be drawn from spirits who tried to ward off or contain obstacles and evil. We now carried out this activity, and to our horror we discovered that the others behind us were doing the same thing, they too were drawing a ring. If I have to explain it in your terms, you should now imagine, if you need to close off and protect something within yourself, then you use a rope, a wire or something of that kind. In the spiritual world, you form this protection with the help of spiritual powers that the spirits carry within themselves and have at their disposal. You use these forces like ribbons that you stretch, be it around a person, a house or a hospital or whatever it is, you simply pull them around to provide spiritual protection. But now I saw, the moment I made myself available for something better, when I overcame myself to only do the beautiful, the good, my spiritual strength became much greater. And so I was able to take this power, I almost want to say, like the breath of me and the band pulling around the people and around the house. Under the influence of Vincenzo, the medium made the appropriate movements as if such a band were constantly pouring out of his mouth, and showed with his hands how it would be wrapped around a person or a house. This is spiritual power, so you have to distinguish that from physical strength. When we had once again formed this defense, these others behind us did the same thing to annoy us, or I do not know what they were thinking. We had to send them away and break or cut the bond they had formed. At first I did not know how to do it. My both companions then explained to me how to do it. They explained to me in detail, not every bond of these evil people can or should be cut. If you are allowed to, a very special light will emerge to shine. It is a spiritual sign given to us to cut or to loose. It was explained to me exactly what it should look like and when it should be. If the light does not come and you cannot see it, you cannot do anything, even if you want to. But if the light shines on this other ring, it gives us the opportunity to use our strength to break the other band. I would like to say, like lightning, the other bond is released. I often found that sometimes we were not even allowed to remove the ring behind us and that it was a matter of our personal endurance. So we had to prove how long we had the endurance to pull this spiritual ring, so it was all up to us. We were encouraged or asked to persevere in the urge or desire to support good by doing what was necessary for man to bring him into a better light or to accompany him into the better life, away from evil to preserve, as we were expressly told that it was our job. So we were sometimes put to tough tests, because we often feel, I do not want to say, annoyed, but we would have preferred to turn our attention to other things. But we had to hold on. Later I realized that we had simply been tested to see whether we had the endurance and strength to do it. I owe it to my two companions that I held firm, because they each said to me, Vincenz, you have to stay, we want to fulfill our task together, because only when we obey and do what we have been told do we have the opportunity to receive a more beautiful, better life. Yes, I agreed. I would like to briefly tell you something about our work. So we once went to a person and drew this spiritual ring around him. We expanded this ring by adding his friends or the people who worked with him and were with him, included in the ring. Then the others came and drew a ring very close behind us, always with the intention of piercing ours. They could have done that, they would manage it if the spirits who draw the protective ring had no perseverance and left, then those others would come and can exert their influence on people. And that is what it is all about for them, where there are spirits and want the good for people, the others come right behind and try to break our path. So a person was in great difficulty and distress, and he did not know whether he should choose honesty or not in a matter. We now had to use our influence on him and insist that he should not do anything that was not fair. With his indecision, this person had drawn these dark figures towards him, and so they could be very close behind us. So they always tried to reach into our waves and we pushed back with our wave. So we had a fight, we ghosts among ourselves. We fought with our own strength, with our own spiritual bond, and we had not seen this light for a long time. So we had to endure and only had our own strength at our disposal with which we could take on the others. This was the only way we could meet each other. So we had no support from higher up, not for a long time. With our good thinking we always had to insist on this person so that he does not fall, that he fulfills his task. So in this case, I remember it well, we fought for a long, long time, we fought for this person for a long time. And suddenly this shimmering pink, blue light came and we were able to easily break through this bond, and then the others had to leave. But then the test for this person was over. Yes, that was my job for a long, long time, and I really enjoyed it. Then the angel that I had liked so much came back and explained to me that yes, now I deserve a nicer skirt, and then I will look better to receive. He then asked me if I would agree to always be under his leadership or under the leadership of those spirits who belonged in his plan and in his house, House of Linus, and to obey. Yes, I agreed because I was very fond of this activity. Then I did this for a long, long time. There were three of us, or 20, 30, or even more. We had to guard and protect all sorts of things and transfer our powers. Then this angel once again came very close to me and explained to me that the spirits who obeyed and entered into a spiritual order came, had the opportunity to receive further teachings. They should attend schools and be taught, individually and in groups, as one sees the need to give instruction to the individuals. I would now have demonstrated that I could obey and would have performed well for a long time. He told me about his house, where it was, what it looked like, how many spirits belonged to it and what their occupation was like, and that I too could now, if I were obedient, integrate myself into this house. That would not mean that I could live there, but that I would still be a long way from this house. But a band of me would always go into this house and he would always ask me to work and bring me explanations. I really enjoyed everything that was explained to me and became more and more interested in it. I had shed much of my roughness, I no longer liked it. I then really enjoyed making my powers, which I now realize God had given me, available to God again. This is how we were taught about God. That is, we gathered together to praise and glorify God in awe. We visited these temples together, sang to the glory of God and were able to experience wonderful things. Today I can only pity any spirit that does not rise to reach for these higher levels. So I am happy and happy that I could be guided in this way. So I was asked for this hour, an explanation admit. I tried to do it and gave you a small excerpt from what I do. Or, I want to say, I have summarized the most important things and explained to you how I rose, how I was integrated into this big, big family, into this house that I have never seen before, but whose beauties I have heard so much about and in which I am sure can come once. Now I will make my way to you every now and then. If it is possible that I can be of service to you, I will do so if I am allowed. Now I am being told that I have to say goodbye again, that I have spoken to you enough. So I retreat back to my tasks with my other spirits, who accompanied me here at this special hour. And I wish God's blessings and peace for all of you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. I am Joseph. My dear friends, I am ready to answer your questions as best as possible. If you have any questions regarding the spirit who spoke before me, you should address them to me. Dear Joseph, why did this spirit give in to encouraging the people in the inn to drink and argue? Was it malice? Joseph, yes, I do not want to say malice, these are passions. The spirit takes with it the passions that existed in a person and continues to live in them for a long time. Now it is about getting rid of these passions, and that does not happen so quickly, this has to be overcome slowly. Vincenzo described how double ribbons were wrapped around these people or houses. Which band is now effective? The closest? Joseph, it is exactly as he explained it. There is a battle between good and evil.